Get tuned into the Dave and Ness Show here on the number one station.
You're tuned in to the Dave and Ness Show only on Active FM.
What up, everybody? Yeah. You tuned in here on the Dave and Ness Show. I know you heard some other stuff. Yeah, you heard tuned in here, yeah, man. That's the new stuff. That's the new style. That's the new flavor. Yeah, but you tuned in to the Dave and Ness Show. Yeah, you know everything goes how you want it. Yeah, how you need it. Do it right. Everything right. Yeah, so yeah, you tuned in here on the Dave and Ness Show with your number one, not number two, not number three, number one. You hear that? Number one. Yeah, so yeah, you here on the Dave and Ness Show with your boy DJ Nave. Unfortunately, again, yeah, we're gonna show this guy. Like, no, this is not right, eh? Like, it's really not right. It's not cool. It's really not, like, really, like, I know. Even you guys are angry. No, but it mustn't be unrighteous anger, eh? It must be righteous anger. Anger. Did you hear that? Anger. Yeah. I said it on purpose, man. You know why? Because we're creating. We're creating new words. But, yeah. It's not cool. As you can hear the way I'm speaking. DJ Dash is not here. But yeah, don't worry. We're gonna have a guest presenter next week. Yeah, we're gonna make sure we have a guest presenter. And hopefully DJ Dash also is gonna be here. But until then, today is just me and you guys going to do this show together. Yeah, loving it. Like how we should love it. So we're gonna be talking about people die, but not everyone lives. So yeah, that's what we're gonna be talking about. Everyone dies, but not everyone lives. So I know it's gonna be like on levels. It's gonna be a topic to blow your mind away, and you probably thinking of a lot of things right now. You're like, wait, what say what? Yeah, people die, but not everybody lives. Yeah, so yeah, you gotta keep that in mind. Everyone dies, but not everyone lives. So that's what we're gonna be talking about, and we're gonna go for a very short break, which is basically, yeah, like 5 seconds or more depending on how it is. But we're gonna go for a short break and then we're gonna come back for more.
Hi, this is Marlon Van and you're listening to Active FM.
Hello back. Yeah, I told you it's short. Did I not tell you? I told you it's very short. Yeah, it's a very short break. But now I know you people enjoyed it. Plus the instrumental at the background, you know. It's like keeping you cool. It's keeping you, what can I say? Yeah, vibed up, man. Vibed up. It's keeping you vibed up, yeah. You know why? Because everything is good. You're on the Dave Ness Show. The music, the talk, everything. Even the topic itself. Yeah, but you know, like we always do it, man. Yeah, we give news update on the second segment after the short break. But this is what's happening, you know. We are in, okay, let me say the south. I'm like thinking right now. Okay, but basically, we are part of Africa. But now, not just part of Africa. You find us in South Africa. And then when you get to South Africa, you go to the province of Gauteng. And then not just Gauteng, you go to Johannesburg. And then not just Johannesburg South, man. In the Selby area, man. That's where we are. And we've been having interesting weather, hey. Like, it's happening this side, hey. It's like happening. You know when the weather's confused, doesn't even know what to do, yeah. Suddenly it's raining, suddenly it's shining, yeah, it's got different colors, you know, the rainbow colors, yeah, we the rainbow nation, so even the, guess what, the weather's practicing how to become a rainbow nation weather, yeah, I heard that vibe, heard that, yeah, it's like cool, man, yeah, but we've been having interesting rain this side, like flooding the whole streets, yo, like, yeah, I was like shocked, man. You wake up in the morning and guess what? It's cold. You take out your toes. You're like, no, man. No, man. I know. I took that long distance in between to make you think about it. Yeah. That's cool, man. It's cool. But yeah, you take out your toes out of that blanket and guess what? You're already feeling it. And then your toes are like, no, man, what you doing, man? No, don't take me out, man. I also experienced that, eh? In the mornings, eh? I wake up at 5 to do quiet times and guess what? Whoa! It's like really interesting. You know why? Because the temperature is not saying wake up. It's saying sleep. 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 It's like the temperature has a voice, hey? Sleep. 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 But yeah, that's what's happening. You wake up in the morning, it's cold, and then guess what? Throughout the whole day, it suddenly gets cool and the weather is like awesome, temperature is amazing, and then from cool it gets hot. Suddenly you're taking off jackets and stuff, you're like, what's going on? And then guess what? Unexpected, boom, it's raining. Not even any warning, you know. Normally you get warnings, you know, nyana, small warnings, you know, little warnings. They just come there a little bit, you know, and then they're like, yeah, the clouds are there, you know. You look at a cloud, you're like, oh, it's gonna rain today. But guess what? Hey, you don't even get no warning, man. You don't even get no warning. Yeah, warning. There's warnings, there's warnings, and then there's warnings. Yeah, so you don't even get all those three levels. Just comes instant rain. So yeah, that's what's happening, and that's like massive. If only here the temperature can have a mind and actually decide how it wants to be, that will be really awesome. That would be really, really awesome. But unfortunately, we don't have a weather that is deciding whether it wants to be hot, cold, cool. We don't know what it wants. So that's what's happening this side, and it's amazing. So like yesterday, yo, it was raining. The day before that, it was raining. Yeah, like it just did its own stuff. Like it rained randomly. Suddenly it's hailing, you know. And on the Tuesday it was worse, eh? On the Tuesday, yo, it actually, yo, it, yo, we experienced all the different weathers, eh? From cold to hot, from hot to cool, from cool to raining, hail, flooding. Yo, we got flooded this side with rain. So that was interesting. But that's what is happening around here. And besides that, we cool. Yeah, we're killing it for Christ here in Johannesburg, South Selby, South Africa, Gauteng. Yeah, we're killing it. And still doing the Active FM shows, even though the weather want to show us other stuff. So you gotta be cool in that leather to kill the weather. Ha, I know. Instant rhymes. Unexpected. So hope you guys are enjoying this. Yeah, we're gonna go for another short break. short break. Probably 1 minute or less than that. But we're gonna go for a short break. And then I'm gonna give you something juicy. Something pumped up, something sauced up, and you're gonna love it. So stay tuned in.
Get your tambourines out. Every knee, I surrender. You are now.
Hey, y'all. Get a blaze by Active Worship today. Contact us for more info on www.activefm.co.za.
Hello. Yeah, I told you. Thought that I was joking. No, man, I'm not joking, man. I told you the real stuff, man, the real deal. I told you it was gonna be short, but no, didn't wanna listen to me. You know why? Because it's Nash. That's why you don't wanna listen. You wanna listen to your own stuff. I told you it's gonna be short. Told you 1 minute or less, and it was probably less than 1 minute. Yeah. But I know you people enjoyed it. You know why? Because you got more knowledge of other things that you can get here on Active FM. Yeah, right? Right? I know, eh? There's even other stuff that you can get besides Active FM. Yeah, but don't forget to check the other shows and, you know, all the different presenters. Because they are, like, amazing on new heights, new levels, and amazing information for you guys to get. Like, I mean, why wouldn't you want to be tuned into Active FM when it actually builds into your life? Exactly, right? Yeah, so you know what I'm talking about. I'm telling you the real stuff. But you know, before we get into the topic, we always do something that's amazing. Yeah, we always give you the good stuff. You know, the Christ music, which is hot music. Yeah, on the number one station. Ah, I feel it in my blood. Ha, yo, that was like interesting, eh? It was actually a jam session. I was like jamming, and then kill it. Yo, do it the way it is. That was awesome. That was really awesome. Now, after hearing my amazing, interesting, honestly speaking, it was interesting. It was very interesting. So after hearing my interesting rap type of voice, yeah, we're obviously gonna give you the real stuff, the good stuff, the hot stuff, which burns your soul, which is Christ music. And you know what is Christ music? Christ music is hot music. That's why it burns your soul, man. So we're gonna go for a break, a music break with something special added to it, and we're gonna give you some amazing tracks, two songs here on Active FM. And Active FM is the number one station where Christ music is hot music.
Dreamed that you would change my world forever, but here we are. I'm ready to conquer, ready to fight injustice like I'm fighting monsters. Life is black and blue, happy then it's sad. Just call it an adventure, then it ain't so bad. Together we touch the sky, wherever we go we fly. Forever we know adventures in the air tonight. In a land of buried mines and buried treasure, and this could be my last adventure, but I will take it, whether it be pain or pleasure. Life is black and blue, happy then it's sad, but if you call it an adventure, then it ain't so bad. Together we touch the sky, wherever we go we fly.
Dreams will come alive. megaphones, more megaphones. Can I hear the saints screaming loud? We are transformed. Living in our sin, that's the old life. We gave it up, divorced in a world like an ex-wife. The next life is the focus now, build hype. Reject sin like a fly guy with the wrong type. What's the good life? Christ living in every believer. We all need somebody to love, but we're not Justin Bieber. Yeah, I reckon my life is now in session. I'm on the spot, I gotta make it count for the record. Yeah, I reckon, been ready from the get-go. This life is not mine, white flag, so I let go. They never told me about the challenges of this narrow road, now I'm wearing bandages. Now it's war every day, spirit, flesh. But only one has gotten loose, how about the flesh? Stay in his word, as a failure. Crazy for the sake of Christ, means a survival. Kulebe china jile kumutima. Paka kazuba kazime ni Yesu kulebe wina. Ujusi moyo wanga, nebweza kuli mwine Yesu madesana. I know I got nothing to lose, kukonga eve. I'm ready to go, I'm ready kuti mwine 7 says, so let's go.
Christ music is hot music.
Holla back, I told you that it's going to be hot music. Yeah, I know the music touched you. The music showed you flames on another levels. Yo, another levels. I know, right? Yeah, so there's level and there's levels. Another levels, not another level. So you gotta go on another levels. Yeah, amazing stuff. Amore stuff. What more would you want? I know, right? It's like really amazing on another level. So we're gonna be getting into the topic. Can anyone remember what it is? I'm listening. Come on, don't be shy. I'm listening. Oh, okay. I know you got it right, yo. I know you got it. So, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna give you the topic so that you're not lost. Okay, that was interesting. Yeah, so that you're not lost. The topic for today, announcing the number one topic, which is on the Dave and Nash show. The best interesting topic. Can I get a drum roll? It is you. Okay, yeah. I'm sorry. I got a drum roll, right? Yeah, I know I got it. So there's another one. So, the number one topic, drum roll. Everyone dies, but not everyone lives. That's the topic. I know, yeah. I gave it to you right there. Like, we went through a lot of stuff. We went through a drum roll. We went through a jam. Session. That's the jam session. And then we got to the other drum roll. And then we reveal the topic. I know, such a hassle, right? But it's worth it. So now, getting into the topic, everybody dies, but not everybody lives. What are we talking about? Let's look at reality. So we're gonna tackle the part where everyone dies, right? And then we're gonna tackle the part where everyone lives in the next session. But this session, focusing on everyone dies. What do we mean by everyone dies? Think about it. Are you thinking? I can't hear you. I need to hear your thoughts. I know, right? Yeah. So everybody dies. Now looking at it, I don't think there's anyone on the face of the planet who has been here. Let me see. 2000? Nah, not even 2000. 2000 is so small. Let's say 5,000 years ago. I don't see anyone on the face of the planet that was born 5,000 years ago. And guess what? They are still alive this day. I don't know of any human being on the face of the planet that has lived for that long. You know why? Because they are not there. There is no one. No one has lived for that long. Do you know why? Because of the topic, everyone died. Yeah, ne? It's funny, eh? It's actually funny. What a coincidence. Everyone died. Yeah. Even as I'm speaking, there's people that didn't plan to go. But guess what? They're going and they're gone. But that's the scary part. That's why the next session, you know, the next session that actually we're going to be dealing about living. That's why it is important. So you better make sure you get to that session and make sure you stay tuned in and your ears are listening. But yeah, getting into it, everyone dies, eh? Like, our destiny. No one was destined to not die. You know, in the physical, like, from this world. No one was destined to be an ancestor on the world. You know, I know we watch animation, we watch cartoons, we watch movies, you know, entertainment and all those stuff, action, thriller, you know, all these amazing fantasy movies and stuff like that in the world. Now, looking at each and every one of those things, you know what's funny? A lot of people want to live long, eh? They actually, in fact, if we take it closer to home, a lot of people don't want to have a lifespan connected to their life. A lot of people want to be immortal. And when you're immortal, what happens? You don't die. So the funny thing is, every single person that you can find on the face of the planet, they don't want to die. They want to be immortal. But the reality is, no one is immortal. No one is immortal. And as a result, you know what's worse? People wanting to be immortal, but they're not immortal. They're mortal. And while they're mortal, they actually don't know their purpose or their destiny or their direction or their destination. Now, that is bad. You know why? Because when you leave the face of the earth, oh, how do you know where you're going? How do you know if there's hope for you? How do you know if what you are living for is right or the way you are living your life is right? So, we have already identified. Not everyone's gonna leave, eh? Not everyone lives. And you know what's funny? Every single person dies. I hope that thing is in your head now. Everyone dies. So the way you live your life actually matters. So you better make sure you live it the right way. And you better make sure when people look at your life, they're like, yo, that guy lived an amazing, awesome life. I wish I actually can live a life like him. I wish I can live a life like him. And yeah, personally speaking, you know, like there's a guy that I admire in the Bible, you know. He lived an interesting life, and that is David. David was an awesome, interesting guy. Like, yo, I look at his life and I'm like, up, man, the things that this guy went through, that is amazing stuff. And I wanna also be considered as a person after God's own heart. I mean, when people look at my life and they wanna describe me, they're like, Nefra is a person after God's own heart. I want that. That's something that I want for myself. And I don't think there's anyone that wants to be remembered as, yo, that guy was a betrayer. Yo, that guy did everything wrong. Yo, that guy. Ha, remember the time when he stole my phone? Yo, remember the time when he stole my sugar? Ha, I put it on the table. Next thing I come back, my sugar is gone. Yo, hey, don't wanna remember this as that person. Don't wanna be remembered as that person that stole someone's food. Yo, remember the time when they put that spoon there and then it disappeared? It was that guy. Yo, it was Nash. Aye, Nash. Nash was someone who had interesting fingers. Hey, they were very fast fingers. No, not fast fingers for the wrong stuff. You know, at least fast fingers for the right stuff, helping and stuff like that, you know, but not stealing or corruption and all those stuff. So everybody dies, but what type of life are you living? And that's what the second session is gonna be talking about. Everybody don't live, not everybody lives. Everyone dies, but not everyone lives, you know. And we gotta be living a life where people, they'll look at you, they say, that person lived. That person actually lived. I mean, I know this is like a taste of how the next session is gonna be, but I'm gonna bring two examples. You look at, let's take one, Nelson Mandela. Yeah, a lot of people, when they look at that guy, they'll say that guy lived. Yeah, lived his life. I know you get those that are like, yo, that guy didn't live his life, man, he spent most of his life in jail. But take that part aside, like take that part the whole time, yeah, he was in jail and all those stuff. In fact, the most amazing thing is he lived his life while he was in jail. And you know, there's some people in jail, in fact let me say most people in jail, they don't live their life. They're not living. They are not living. Did you hear that? They are not living. So don't think of going there. You're like, ah, I'm gonna be like Nelson Mandela, I'm gonna go in jail, I'm gonna be living. There's people in jail that are not living their life. They are not living. And guess what's funny? You'll be thinking, yeah, I'm gonna go in jail and I'm gonna live my life. No, doesn't mean just because you go in jail, you're gonna be living their life. The funny thing is, Nelson Mandela was in jail, but he lived his life. He lived. He didn't waste it, he lived. And most of you are like, yeah, but still, yeah, he was in jail. Yeah, he wasted his life in there. No, he didn't waste his life. In fact, he lived it. And as a result, we still speak about him today. We are still speaking about him, Nelson Mandela. Why? Because he lived his life in jail. At the time when he came out, everybody knew, that's the guy. Yeah, he's too much. He's too much, man. Too much. And then the second person that I want to talk about is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, greatest man that ever lived. He lived his life. He lived it. And he showed it as an example of how we should live our lives. I mean, as a result of Jesus Christ living, we still got Christians. We still worship him. And we are here. Why? Because Christ lived. Christ lived here on earth. And as a result, 18 years later, we are here. Christians still worshiping him. Why? Because he lived and he left a legacy, which is us, each and every single one of us, you know, his children. Yeah, us as Christians. And that's what we're supposed to be doing. And that is a taste of what to expect. You know, he left an example for us to live, the type of lifestyle for us to live. And the next session, like we said, we're going to be talking about how people can live their lives. Remember, everybody dies, but not everyone lives. So the next session is gonna be tackling how everyone can live. How everyone can live their life. Yeah. So make sure you still tuned in, and yeah, we're gonna go for an interesting break. Yeah, you know, we're gonna give you something that is amazing. We're gonna give you a song with something extra for you to know. That, yeah, you know, there's things that are happening on Active FM, you know, that you don't know. Yeah, Active FM, where the family is. Yeah, the fam. So don't go anyway. We're gonna go and give you an amazing song. And then we're gonna come back and we're gonna speak about how people can live. Why people don't live. We know why people die, but we don't know how come why people don't live. I know how come why. It's like some other combination and stuff. But we are, we're gonna be talking about why people don't live. And stay tuned in, listen to the track, enjoy, and then coming back for an amazing session.
Get your tambourines out. play those strings and shout loud, we have much to celebrate. Shout that shout of victory, play those drums and hit those keys. We're holding nothing back. Praise the Lord, this is the
about mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business.
From mobile sales
and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo, call RapidTrade at 011-493-9755. RapidTrade, ahead of the game.
Holla back, yo, holla back. Oh, I know you guys enjoyed that track, man. I know you enjoyed it, man. You don't even need to tell me anything. You know why? Because I know it's in your mind, man. Everything is like killing you, man. You're like enjoying everything, man. Yeah, I know, man. I know. And your ears are twitching. You know why? Because you want to know. You know, eh? You want to know everything that is happening. You want to experience the good stuff. You like asking yourself, hey, man, DJ Nave. Come on, man, what's going on, man? I wanna get into this thing, man. I know people die, you know, everyone dies, but I wanna leave, man. Not everyone leaves, but I want to leave. First question. Imagine living for 2,000 years, man. You're like living for 2,000. Okay, 2,000 is a lot. But imagine for, let me say, okay, to be safe. Let me say 900 years. Imagine living for 900 years. 900 years later, you're still here. You're an ancestor, man. I'll say, man. I'm like, oh, man, you are an ancestor. But imagine living that long. You know what's interesting? Adam lived for more than 900 years. So the same 900 years that I'm talking about, he lived for it. That long. I'm like thinking, yes, man, you had more than 900 years. Never mind days, 900 days. You know, 900 days is small. But years, years is too much, eh? Remember, 1 year is 365 days. So you got 365 days times, not even 100. 900. Woo! That is days for, I don't know. Yeah, it's days. It's very, very interesting. You know why? Because it's days for 900 years. Ha! That's a lot. But yeah, imagine living for that long. And you know what's funny? People can live for that long. In fact, you can live for more than that. And this is how you find out the person that lived and the person that didn't live. Yeah, so this is the secret. Now what's the secret? The secret is the second person that I told you that he lived. He lived a life where he left a legacy. And who's that person? Can you remember? Can you remember? I told you about that person before we closed the previous session for a break. And that person is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ lived. And we're not just going to talk about physically living. We're also going to talk about spiritually living. Now, something that's interesting is the spiritual affects the physical. So if you are dead spiritually, you are dead physically, man. Like, it affects you. I mean, you look at, oh, you know what's worse? Being dead spiritually and you're alive physically, but you're dead spiritually. You know why? Because you look like a zombie. You'll be operating like a zombie. You know, a zombie don't have feelings and all those stuff. Yeah, zombies just that's a zombie. Yeah, you're gonna operate like that. And we don't want you to operate like that. We want you to operate to the full capacity which you can, which is living. And in order for you to be in a position where you're living, you need to accept Christ. That is reality. It's like reality, not reality. Reality. You hear that? Reality. Yeah, yeah. I know it's like cool, man. But in order for you to live, you gotta be connected to God. You gotta be connected to the source, you know, which is interesting. A lot of people want to be prosperous. They want to live. They want to do amazing stuff. But guess what? They don't want to depend on the person who can allow them to do that. I would rather appreciate the fact that there's a person inside my life that is giving me gifts than me trying to appreciate the gift instead of the person giving me the gifts. I mean, the gift is not going to give me another gift. You know why? Because it's a gift. Where is it going to get another gift? But the person giving me the gift is the person that's going to give me another gift. So I would rather depend on that person. I would rather rely on that person and appreciate and actually say thank you to him. Imagine, your mom comes and gives you a present and then you say thank you to the present and not your mom. You won't get another present next year, man. In fact, you won't even get any present for your lifetime. But when you say thank you to your mom, guess what? There you are getting more presents and more presents. You know what? You got manners, you appreciate the giver and all those stuff. Same thing here. In order for you to live, you gotta activate. You gotta go back to your original purpose. You gotta activate your soul, your spirit and everything. You gotta operate according to your spirit on the Lord's level. Yeah, the way the Lord wants you to live. He has placed a will for you. I mean, something that's amazing. He says, he has plans to prosper us. Come on. Come on, right there. Has the Lord ever lied to you? No. The Lord's word is not a lie. The Lord stays true to himself. Stands for his word. I mean, lying is not in his nature. You find the father of lies. Who's that? Satan. He's going to lie to you and say, yo, you'll never live, Baba. Everybody dies, but not everyone lives. And as a result, you are part of those people that don't live, you know. And that is a lie. That is a lie from the devil, the enemy himself. You can't live to your full potential. You can't live to the capacity that you are meant to live. But all you need to do is get to God, accept Christ, and actually live for his promises, live for his word. And every single thing that the Lord actually says in his Bible, every single one of them are true. And all you need to do is get connected to him and you will see the amazing stuff that he can do. Now, the reason why people don't live is because most, first thing, I'm gonna tackle a couple of things. But the first thing is they're not connected to Christ. Now, when you're not connected to Christ, you don't even notice that you have a problem, which is something that's amazing. You know, in order for you to know that you have a problem, you gotta know that there's a solution. And you gotta know the state of how what you're doing has to be in. I mean, if they tell you the state is 100% and you killing the 20%, how are you going to identify that there's a problem if you don't even know that you need to hit 100? You only find out that 20 is a problem is when, the only time basically when you find out that 20 is a problem is when you know that I need to hit 100 and you notice that I'm hitting 20. That's when now you identify, no, I'm supposed to be hitting 100, but I'm hitting 20 and this is a problem. So I got to change something. Got to make sure that this thing changes from 20 to 100. Yeah, so you gotta identify problems. Now, that's the reason why most people don't live. They're not connected to Christ. They're not connected to God. They don't wanna depend on God. And they wanna do their own stuff and all those stuff. And you'll never live when you depend on yourself. In fact, you're gonna fall under the people who are dead. Now, that is living in the physical. Checking it from the spiritual perspective. Living according to the spiritual perspective is you also getting connected to God. Now, when you don't live, you're spiritually dead. You are spiritually not in the Lord's presence, and you don't want to be in that situation. You know why? Not everything is going to go good for you. You find yourself doing the wrong things. Why? Because you're not spiritually with God. You're not spiritually connected with him. And as a result, you find yourself doing things that you don't want to do, doing things that you are not supposed to do. And we don't want to be in such a position. Want to live. You find yourself in positions where you are losing stuff. Why? Because you're not living. Why aren't you living? You are not connected to God. For what? Why would you think of such, like, I want to think of being independent and then not connecting to God? Never. No, I don't want to be in that position. And as a result, what am I going to do? I'm going to go to Christ, depend on him, pray to him, speak to him. I mean, the Lord wants you to have a relationship with him. So why would you want to not connect to God when you know that in order for me to live, I need to be connected to him? Most people, they don't live. You know why? Because they're not connected to God. Everyone dies, like I said, but not everyone lives. Now, you can live knowing that I'm going to die, but I'm living to the full capacity that I'm meant to be living, which is your original design, which is your purpose, which is your rightful place to be. I mean, let's take examples. Christ knew he was going to die, but he lived. He lived his life effective. He lived his life to a point where he changed his disciples' lives. He changed the people that were surrounding him. He impacted them. He impacted them. Now that is living. You know where you impact people and people remember you as, that person changed my life. I mean, I want to be in a position where when they pop up the name Nash, then guess what? First reaction, he changed my life. Wow, he was an amazing, caring person. He did this, that. And not just that, I don't want to get comments only. Yeah, I want to know that I lived my life, and guess what? As a result, I'm gonna live again. I'm gonna live longer. You know why? Because I lived my life for Christ. Now, you get people that love, and then you get people that love the wrong things. Now, don't be in a position where you love, but you don't live your life the right way for the right things. I mean, yeah, you gotta understand it, you know. Don't be in a position where you live your life and you live your life for the wrong things. That's what I meant, you know. Yeah, excuse me. So you don't wanna be in a position where you live your life and you living your life for the wrong things. You wanna live your life for the right things. I mean, when people look at your life, they're like, that person lived his life the right way for the right things, which is for God, for Christ himself. When you look at that guy's life, you like see Christ himself. That's the type of life that I want to live. And that's the type of life that you guys also want to live. Yeah. And that's the type of life that we're all supposed to be living. Now everybody dies, but not everybody lives. Why? Because those who die and they don't live is because they are not connected to Christ. Now, in order for you to die and know that you lived, you need to be connected to Christ. And guess what's amazing? If you die and you lived and you're connected to Christ, you're going to live again. So the big desire that you had to be immortal, yeah, it's going to come true. But only when you're connected to Christ. So that's a thought for you to think about. Yeah. I know this session was amazing. It was on levels, even though with the twisting of the tongues and the words coming out how they were not supposed to come out. Yeah. It was still awesome. And I hope it helped a lot of people actually realize that there's more to life than the eye and the ears and the mouth and the nose and every single thing that you can think about. Yeah, I ran out of words. But I hope it actually helped you realize that there's more to life than what the eye meets, if I can put it that way. Yeah. So there's more to life than what you see. It's like the Matrix. There's the real world and there's the real world that looks like it's the real world. So there's the good looking real world and there's the real world which has interesting work going on. Same thing with our lives. We are living in the Matrix because there's a fourth dimension where God wants us to operate on so that we can live and actually remove our potential and release it. And then there's the real world, which is the comfortable zone, you know, where you do nothing and you don't live and then you die. Yeah. So, hope. Yeah, let me put it this way. This is me running out of words. Hope you took time to think. I know, right? I know. You're like, what? Nash, come on. Like, seriously. Like, seriously, you actually took that whole gap to tell me. Hope you took time to think. Yeah, but right there, hope you guys had an amazing session. Hope you guys enjoyed it. And I hope you guys actually understood why people don't live. Yeah, that one. I was thinking. And I hope you guys are thinking as well. But I hope you guys actually understand why everybody dies and not everyone lives. And how can you rectify that problem of everyone not being in a position where they're living? So you yourself, I hope you know now how to live, which is through Christ. Get connected to him, accept him, and live. Yeah. So until next time, don't forget to catch us on Facebook, ActiveFM777. Don't forget to catch us on Twitter, @ActiveFM777. Don't forget to get us on Twitter, @ActiveFM777. And the website itself, www.activefm. I almost said www.co. Yeah. Woo. Yeah, excuse me, eh? So you can catch us on the website itself, www.activefm.co.za. Yeah, now I said it. Plus, iTunes. You can get Active FM on iTunes. And yeah, there's many more other shows on Active FM for you to catch. So you better check and choose. Yeah, so it's not only the Dave Nash Show on the Active FM station. There's also other shows, and I hope you guys actually get an opportunity to listen to those other shows as well. So until next time, peace out and God bless. And yeah, well, I'm gonna speak to Mr. Day for you guys, and I'm gonna break his neck, and then I'm gonna put it back, and then I'm gonna bring him here in the studio. And don't forget, next week we're gonna have a guest presenter. So see you guys, and I hope you apply what you learned and it changes your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. It's gonna change your life. Yeah. Too much stuff. So I'll see you guys, yeah, next week, same time, same place, on the number one hit music station, Active FM, where Christ music is hot music. Peace.
You're tuned into Active FM. traveling waters that you cannot swim, and I paddle like I'm up in Venice. Intended to make a disciple, pause. I'm not here to make an apprentice. I'm here to mold them all around and be faithful. Some rather be religious, that image I cannot defend it. Riding my beacon all over the street. I know enemies, destroying the image of God. Delivered the passion, that's why. Low self esteem, that's not a murderer. This not a hood of my savage. Go look at him, that is a king. That's not a thot. And Jemima with the potter with Jezebel, that is a queen.
Excuses out of my confidence, city to city, to fly to all.